Tequila Radio.
Fall into pieces.
Now you're singing. We started last week's show where I sang Adele. Now we're starting this week's show with you singing David Guetta and Tears.
I think we should do that, yeah.
Yeah, every week we just alternate who sings.
Fall into pieces.
So welcome to the Benjamin Button Experience with Richard Carey. It's time for my rant, and I thought this week, because there's been a lot of name changes, we could talk about renaming things. You see, I don't see what the point of renaming everything is. I mean, things are just fine how they are, and people know what they are if you don't rename them. It's like this week, Teapot Hearn got renamed to Liberty Bridge. Now, that name isn't very good, which is one reason you shouldn't change it, but everyone knows it's Teapot. It's been Teapot for 5 years, and now it's completely different. What's all that about? And then it's like everything gets its name changed. You change, like, Opal Fruits to Starburst. You change all these football stadiums so they've got a sponsor behind them. Remember when the Walker Stadium used to be the Walker Stadium, then it changed to the King Power, then it was the Kung Pao Chicken Stadium, then it was the stadium of Sven-Goran Eriksson, it was a stadium of former Leicester City. There's a stadium of Robbie Savage. I don't know. But anyway, I can't keep up with all these name changes. Just keep things the same. It's like, what is it called? I mean, we need to know what it's called. Is it Marmalade? Is it? I don't know. Anyway, but remember, they're changing the name of the university as well, which is going to make it really confusing because it means my degree is going to be from a university that no one knows exists. It's like, where is this university? And then they changed. The worst thing, though, was when they changed. That was a bit loud. The worst thing, though, was when they changed my friggin' qualification, like the year after I left. I mean, how worse is that? Why are you changing it then? I've just got a qualification you just made completely irrelevant. What's the point? I spent 2 years of my life doing an ABCE, and now no one even knows what the hell it is. It's just, why are you doing this to me? Why are you bullying me with name changes? Just keep things the same. We want things to be recognised. I want Opal Fruits back. I want marathons, even though I'm not old enough to remember when they were called marathons.
Other brands
still
are available.
Be back. Yes, and you want other brands that are available. But don't change their name.
Wow. Okay.
That wasn't bad.
Also, they're going to change GCSEs as well, aren't they?
Don't get me started about you.
So basically, you're GCSEs aren't going to exist, yeah. And then your college that your A-levels were done won't exist.
So the only thing they have left to do now is change the degree.
Pretty much.
Then my qualifications will be completely worthless or unknown.
So pretty much the only things that are still available are like CATS or SATS tests that you've done in like year 9 or something.
They don't do SATS anymore, I don't think, do they?
No, they stopped doing them.
Coldplay and Rihanna, Princess of China. Do China have a princess? I mean, they have a presidency. So
Well, there's your answer. You answered your own question, really.
Never mind. Anyway, now it's time for the unknown factor, where we play some songs that I've been sent, and me and Ben have to decide whether they're worthy of being played on the station. So basically, one winner will get their song played, whereas the others will just get cut off. So we play up to a minute.
Okay.
And you can buzz in if you want to stop it, just like Britain's Got Talent, basically.
Right.
And
we're going to need a buzzer sound, really.
Well,
aren't
in
we?
This case, I go. Britain's Got Talent. And Ben goes.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
That's not bad, is it? I was going to give you a no cap, but maybe next week. So our first track is by Parallels. It's from their album 12, although it's written in Roman numerals. Second track is Moonlight Desires. Survived a minute, so not bad.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. Yeah, it's kind of got that kind of synthy, well, what some people class as dreamy sort of pop as well. It's something a bit different, actually.
So our second one is by Mirika, I think her name is, and The Little Ginger in Me Loves a Little Ginger in You is the name of the album. So shall we go for...
Three.
We'll go for three, My Little House.
I didn't like that. It sounds like the sort of thing that, because my sister does like ballet dancing and all that, she has those sort of things, so she has that playing in the house. It just sounds like
it's
either
just a
that
bit lethargic,
or you're just I'm trying to learn the piano sort of thing. It sounds like the sort of CD you'd try and learn the piano
goes,
to.
I like music made with men in long hair and girls screaming, jumping in the air. It sounded a bit like that, but more lethargic.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Our third track is by Johnny War Black.
I like the sound of it already, Johnny War Black. That just sounds incredible.
It sounds like Johnny Cash, doesn't it? The man in black, Johnny Cash. So here is Up in Flames, if it works. Oh, that's just unprofessional.
Try the next track.
You don't... I'm trying it and it's nothing. Nothing's working at the moment.
Do you know what I think?
I agree completely. You can't send someone a CD.
I wasn't really feeling the performance today. Partly because the CD wouldn't actually work, but
it was a bit like John Cage's 4:33, wasn't it?
No, because that'd be more interesting, to be honest, because you'd actually know that was going to work.
Yeah, it would just be completely. It'd just be numbers going round. That'd be more exciting. Anyway, we're here with Georgia, who's going to talk about Altview tonight, which is at Goody Who. What is Altview's Halloween Amsterdam all about then?
It's basically a band night, so we've got four bands playing, four really great bands. Gemma Roper, who's a local artist, she also DJs with the Vinyl Vendettas in Club Ivelbach quite a lot. We've got Wicket, who I think they all studied here at the Atrium as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like a post-rock alternative kind of guitar band. Like.
Right.
Then we've got Shiny Tiger, which is...
Love the name.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? So he's also a local artist, and I think he studied here too. And he also writes for a local music magazine. And then we've got two surprise artists under the name of Fire Wardens.
Ooh.
So,
Fire Wardens.
Yeah.
They're not firefighters then?
They might be. It might be a hidden talent. I don't know yet.
We'll go down to Goody Who tonight to find out.
I'm quite interested. How did this get going? I mean, obviously, it's been Oxjam Festival this month, but did you come up with the idea? I mean, what's the concept?
For the actual gig, to be honest, I wanted to put on a night that had music that I really liked. So it was completely for selfish reasons. But because Oxjam, you can put on an Oxjam gig any time of year. The official festival of Oxjam is the month of October.
Right.
But it's local musicians and local promoters just for the love of music and wanting to raise money for people who desperately need, you know, food and provisions and things like that. So using that to raise money for people. So I thought, yeah, I'll put them together.
Because Halloween, is there a Halloween theme going on?
Yeah, I was waiting to talk about that, actually. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've heard on the grapevine that there's going to be some quite amazing costumes. I actually work in an art supplies shop and someone came in looking for latex.
Okay.
And, yeah, he had some kind of contraption he was going to stick on his face, so I'm quite looking forward to seeing that. Yeah, so there may be a penalty if you don't dress up.
Oh,
we shall see.
So the
prizes if you do.
So the bands are dressing up as well?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Is there going to be a punishment for them if they don't?
I haven't thought of one yet, but yeah, I've got a couple of hours yet. So
it's great as well with the venue as well. I really like Goody Who. We went there a couple of weeks ago. It's just got a really nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
It's got a great buzz to it,
chat
yeah.
to people there as well.
Quite nice and intimate, isn't it?
Else. Yeah.
Yeah, and also they've really sorted out the back garden, so it's comfortable to go and have a cigarette if that's what you do.
Well, thanks for coming in, George.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank
really
you
nice
so much for
today.
Having me. Yeah, I hope you can make it later.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Georgia.
It's 3:05 on the 31st of October 2012, Halloween. And it's time for Richard Carey's Not Quite Envelope of News.
And breaking news is that there's a milk float that was built out of parts exclusively bought on eBay, including the V8 engine and a milk churn used as a fuel tank.
A V8 engine on a milk float? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why an ambulance's V8 engine. Well, it must have had a bit of...
Oh, yeah, it must have a bit of go to it.
A bit of go, yeah.
So is it like a soapbox racer but with an engine sort of thing?
I think so. It set a world speed record by hitting 80 miles an hour, for a milk float.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the world speed record's like 1,000 miles an hour or something.
Benny Hill, he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now, that guy drove the fastest
Have you
milk
got
cart
his name?
In the West. So, Microsoft is facing fine for bullying.
Bullying?
Yes, Microsoft is facing a multi-million pound fine after it was accused by the EU of bullying people into using Internet Explorer. The company is suspected of using its dominant position to force the web browser on millions of users. It could be forced to pay up to 10% of its annual revenue if it breached competition laws. Microsoft promised to create a screen where people could choose other browsers, but the European Commission said yesterday that the screen had not been displayed on many computers between February 2009 and July 2012. Microsoft now has 4 weeks to respond.
I don't really understand how they exactly bully people. Oh, choose Internet Explorer. Oh, well, okay.
They didn't.
It's not like they're going to send the boys round or something, is it? If you don't choose Internet Explorer, I'm going to send the boys round.
Send the bailiffs.
Yeah. And if you use Google Chrome or Oprah or something, I'm going to whack a horse's head in your bed. It's not really that, is it?
In Poland, a trap set up to catch an office thief caught a real-life cat burglar. The camera captured a Burmese cat nabbing cash and hiding it in the animal shelter in some place that I can't pronounce.
Do you want to have a go, at least?
Swinoji. That's probably wrong. I apologise, Poland. And finally, in Austria, chefs have cooked up a new world title by creating a 2.5-tonne sponge cake. That would be some birthday cake.
Oh, I fancy a bit of sponge cake now. Sorry.
You go for sponge cake after, don't you? The 16-foot by 25-foot cake in Sizerberg took more than 3,000 eggs and 200 kilograms of fruit to make.
Oh, fruit?
Why has it got fruit in a sponge?
You don't have fruit in a sponge.
You have jam.
Cake. Yeah, you have jam and cream.
I suppose jam is technically fruit, but...
Yeah, but...
It's like strawberry, isn't it?
But anyway, on the other end of the spectrum, we're going to play Back in the Day. We really need to have a jingle.
We did have a jingle for this.
Did we?
Last year.
I need to go find that. It's probably on my computer somewhere.
Okay.
But I dare not load it up just in case it loads up something else. Not that I've got anything bad on my computer, by the way.
Not that you would get rid of.
Yeah, nothing that I would get rid of if my parents looked through my computer. Nothing. Well, yeah, nothing really.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at the top 10 songs that are in the charts this time last year. I believe it was the week beginning the 29th of October 2011.
Is Rocky Horror Picture Show in it at all or not?
No. So anyway, the top 10, this isn't in ascending order or anything. This is in my random mixed up order. So we've got Jar of Hearts by Christina Perry.
You're going to say, I have to guess what number it is, do I?
Just give me a minute. All shall be revealed in a minute. So we've got Jar of Hearts by Christina Perry, Moves Like Jagger, Stereo Hearts, Gym Class Heroes, Adam Levine, We Found Love, Rihanna, Calvin Harris, absolutely classic song, Video Games by Lana Del Rey, Kelly Clarkson's Mr. Know-It-All, David Guetta featuring Usher, Without You, Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO, The Wanted with Lightning, and finally, to round off, Wherever You Will Go, Charlene Soraya. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 4.5 minutes to try and number them.
To number them?
Yes.
Right, so put them in order.
Yeah.
I think I already know what number one is.
Okay. Well, I mean, there are a couple of number ones in there, but it just depends what week and when they were number one. So, Richard.
Yes?
Are we on time delay or something? Richard? Richard, come in. Oh, dear. I've ruined the game. So, okay. What have you got?
Okay, right. Number 10, Stereo Hearts, Gym Class Heroes.
I'm afraid not.
No. It might be number 9, then, Jar of Hearts.
I'm afraid not.
Yeah. 8, Mr. Know-It-All.
No.
7, Without You.
No.
No. 6, We Found Love.
No.
5, Sexy and I Know It.
No.
4, Wherever You Will Go.
No.
I'm really bad at this. 3, Video Games.
No.
2, Moves Like Jagger.
No.
The Lightning by The Wanted.
I'm afraid, Richard, you've got 0 out of 10
zero.
There.
This is harder than it used to be.
What do you mean it's harder
because
than
you? Do it one at a time, and then you say no, and then eventually you just get one. But this way, you get nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll work out something for next week as well.
I don't know.
As you may have guessed, We Found Love is number one.
Oh, it is number one?
Yes, it was number one.
You were lying.
I just basically wanted to keep the suspense going for a couple more seconds. The Wanted with Lightning was second. Wherever You Will Go was third. Moves Like Jagger was down in fourth at that time. I don't think it was until mid-November.
Mid-November.
It was up there. Yeah, sorry, my mind just went blank. Stereo Hearts was at 5. Mr. Know-It-All was at 6. Jar of Hearts was all the way down in 7. Sexy and I Know It, as disturbing a video as it was, was down in 8th. Video Games was all the way down in 9th. And David Guetta Without You featuring Usher rounds off the top 10. We've got the shortest feature in radio ever now. It's my mind's just
random
gone blank. I apologize.
Piece of knowledge.
Thank you. You're my saving grace. So, Richard, what's this week's random piece of useless knowledge?
A body spray with the name of Flame was made by Burger King back in 2008, which made you smell like a Whopper sandwich.
That is quite incredible, I must admit.
Yeah, do you get the whole Whopper? Do you get the lettuce smell? Do you get every part of the Whopper there?
I think it'd just be like the beef patty.
Like the bacon double cheeseburger, do you get that?
It's like all the smoke that you get from
like
the griddle.
Fries one?
No, I don't think so. What? So you end up smelling a fries, mini donuts, a Whopper, and a can of Coke or something. So anyway, we've got Chris and Cameron in the studio now. Oh, yes.
Hello.
Oh, hiya.
Sorry. I've gone too far. I'm too excited.
So anyway, that's the end of our show now.
What you're doing,
you know, they can't see you
but
waving your arms.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I do. It's like,
everyone.
Goodbye.
It's like
and Wallace and Gromit when he sees cheese, it's like, cheese, Gromit.
Cheese.
Right now.
No, I was just thinking you might look like Wallace there, but not quite.
Cheese. No.
No.
You're not digging it.
No.
No. So it's still Tintin, is it?
There is someone who looks like a Wallace and Gromit character, but I can't think of them at the moment.
Has he got a dog?
No, it's a she.
Oh, has she got a dog? That's more awkward, though, isn't it?
Is she a dog?
No. It doesn't look like Gromit and actually is a dog, but there you go.
To be honest, Snowy's a better dog than Gromit is.
Yeah.
Really? Gromit's so much better
than Snowy. No, I'm Tintin, so I can't exactly say Gromit's better than Snowy.
There's a little bit of me which kind of thought maybe Tintin had a bit of a thing going on with the dog, which I just didn't let him know. He is Belgian, you've got to watch out. Yeah, you wouldn't have to look for a costume tonight. You'd just be like, I'm coming as Tintin.
What, and then get a Columbo-style coat?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
That'd be a brilliant idea.
Shorts he wears with a really long
sleeve. I haven't got a Halloween costume yet, so maybe I could go down to somewhere. Where sells trench coats?
Well, where do unsavoury characters hang out?
A bridge somewhere. Yeah, I think on that note, we'll have to love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see you same time, same place next week. Any last words, Richard?
Bye.
Okay, I was hoping for a bit more than that, but okay.
Visit tequilaradio.co.uk.